Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What True Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show. Before we get to today's episode, I want to chat about our sponsor today. Our sponsor is Epigraph Literary Festival, which is a three-day virtual event that introduces readers to authors with new and upcoming books and hosts genre and lifestyle theme sessions. We host a spring and summer festival in April or a fall and winter festival in September. You won't want to miss our happy hour sessions at the end of each day of the festival. And if you're a deal for a good time spending time with book people, you won't want to miss it. So you can join us on April 27th to the 29th by registering at epigraphlitfestival.com. If you miss the festival, you can catch the replays and you can find the link at epigraphlitfestival.com, or you can join us in the next festival. So now let's get to today's show. Hi, Alexandria. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Alexandria Bellaflor, and I write contemporary queer rom-coms. One of my favorite tropes is the grumpy sunshine opposite the track trope, so that features pretty prominently throughout all of my books. But yeah, anything with a happily ever after, I'm all about.
Yeah, so we gotta talk about like what led you to start writing rom-coms, like especially queer rom-coms. Like, was it like you grew up watching rom-coms in TV and movies, and you're like, okay, we need more representation, or like reading romance, and you're like, okay, we need this, you know, more.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I definitely grew up watching tons of rom-coms, you know, in the late '90s and early 2000s, the Julia Roberts, Hugh Grant, Sandra Bullock, those kind of rom-coms, super feel good. Funny, genuinely funny moments. And when it came to writing them, I feel like we kind of went through a dry spell in both film and in books for a little while about funny romances. We kind of leaned toward like angst and kind of literary romances. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring the funny to my writing. I think that my voice lends itself to humor, to comedy. I'm probably not as funny as my writing is in person, you know? I really wanted to write books that made readers feel happy, feel seen, feel represented, left them with, you know, that hug your book, but also like you were laughing while you were reading it feeling.
Yeah, I love it. And it just, they're like kind of like a burst of joy, you know? Yeah. So that's like what it does, is like, if you're feeling down, like this is a good way to, you know, just escape to a reality where there's like joyful and just like, yeah, there's some angst or some like troubles, but the reality is at the end of the day, there's going to be a happily ever after and everyone's going to be okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That burst of feel good. I still believe in, you know, the conflict in a book, but I want the humor to kind of outweigh the angst.
Yeah. And I also love, like, you write queer rom-coms, and I love the fact you talk about queer joy beyond it just coming out. Like, just like it's an after effect. It's just like it happens. Like, it's not the end of the world or the biggest thing that happens. It's just like, this is who I am, and I'm meant to have a happily ever after. And yeah, I'm meant to have love, and as it comes, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that, you know, reality can be bleak enough. I mean, we see it in the news, we know what's happening. I'm not, you know, turning a blind eye to current events. So I want my readers to have that safe space and that escape from what's happening, you know.
Yeah, I think like for me, like it represented it, like a sense of like it's part of my identity, like being queer, but at the same time, it's not, it gave us a space to just feel the emotions and feel like its potential love is accepting and like it's possible, as opposed to like seeing the trauma, you know, that we're seeing in the news, or we're seeing like, you know, like the stuff that's happening, you know, it gives us a space to explore that identity and to explore understanding like what it looks like, you know, for other people. And I think that's what books are helpful.
Yeah, that's definitely what I wanted to give readers. So I'm glad that came across.
Yeah. So we got to talk at the fiancé farce. What is the elevator pitch?
Yeah, so The Fiancé Farce is a sapphic rom-com about a quiet bookseller and a romance novel cover model who agree to a modern-day marriage of convenience. And it all kind of kicks off when the bookseller, Tansy, concocts this fake girlfriend to get her stepfamily off her back. She uses a romance novel cover model as her inspiration for this fake girlfriend, never believing that she's really going to see this woman. But lo and behold, they cross paths at a family wedding, and it turns out the romance novel cover model only moonlights as a model. She's actually the heiress to a newspaper publishing empire, and she needs to get married in order to inherit, the company. And so their lives crash together and sparks fly, and they wind up, actually engaged.
And more movie role, and we know it's going to be happily after because they're
Absolutely.
probably gonna they're likely to catch feelings and to realize like,
Absolutely.
oh
Any
my
kind of
God.
fake dating, marriage of convenience, they're always like, oh no, this is just for convenience. This is fake. And no, romance is gonna win out. They're gonna catch feelings.
I love this. And you're working on a new book like for next year, like it's like another queer woman rom-com. Can you tell us a little bit about it, like a little teaser?
Yeah, sure. So it's called Truly, Madly, Deeply, and it will be coming out in 2024. It's a queer MF romance. So both the hero and heroine are bi, and it stars a romance author and a divorce attorney who are giving relationship advice on a popular podcast. That's all I can say about that right now. I just turned it in yesterday to my editor. I'm sure plenty will change in revisions, but I'm really in love with that one.
Well, you have me a career of bi couple and podcasting as a podcaster. Awesome. So, Alexandra, what kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh, romance exclusively for the most part. Well, okay, I should back that up. I say exclusively. I do sometimes dip my toe into other genres, thrillers, but generally it's romance 99.9% of the time. Normally a little bit more lighthearted, rom-coms. I love reading queer romance. So yeah, I'm reading a lot of the stories that I'm, in the same vein as what I'm writing.
It is all good. It is all good to just every so often dip a palate cleanser of a murder book or the husband did it, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm reading like, Gone Girl or something, but that's like a fluke.
So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Definitely. Yeah. I recently read an advanced copy of Stars Collide by Rachel Lacy, which is a sapphic romance about two pop stars, one who is a pop veteran and the other is kind of up and coming and trying to establish herself. And it's a bit of a slow burn age gap romance. They wind up on tour together. The pop veteran is trying to kind of reinvigorate her career and her life, and is also coming to her queer identity later in life. And I really enjoyed that one. So yeah, Stars Collide by Rachel Lacy. I don't have the exact date when it's coming out. I want to say it's in May, maybe. I'm
I
not
think
sure.
so.
Yeah. I really loved that one. And then I'm also currently reading Will They or Won't They by Ava Wilder. And it's another celebrity romance and kind of has some second chance feels. They were on a like a paranormal TV show together, and then they're, meeting up again years later. And that was really, really great. And that also comes out later this year. Those are two of my recent reads that I've really, really enjoyed.
I love those. I actually have Stars Collide as like my next two. I have a thing for celebrity romance, any type of celebrity normie, celebrity PR relationships. Like, give me any,
Oh yeah, no, it's really great. I feel like celebrity romance is kind of like an id item. I feel like it like scratches an itch for a lot of readers, including myself. I love that as a trope.
So, Alexandra, tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah, you can find me online on Instagram at a.m.bellaflor and Twitter at ambellaflor and on my website, alexandriabellaflor.com. I'm on TikTok also at ambellaflor, but I'm not very active there, but you can find me there.
That's awesome. Thank you, Alexander, for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro FM for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.